the sports term agon in the Pauline epistles. Agon's original meaning was an assembly or meeting, and it became a term meaning an assembly to watch games. The agon proves inferiority and superiority between those that appear equal. Generally, the agon is that practice that helps us determine whom among many is the one. By the time of Athenian tragedy, a formal debate could be called an agon, a contest of words. It later became recognized as any and all gatherings referred to the location of the agon itself. The word agon was used often by Paul when he wrote of his missionary endeavors. The root word signifies the place of assembly for these sporting contests. Contests for prizes at the games, struggling in fighting or law or speech or in general, and concern and anxiety. Both words were used regularly in reference to sporting contests and the derivations of the items noted above. Victor C. Fisner writes, "It is at least certain that the words agon and agonizomai carried with them in their transferred use an emphasis which belonged to their original use in the world of athletics. The diatribes of the Greek-influenced world used these words when comparing exercise and virtue and the moral struggle of life with the exertions and self-denial of the competitor. In the diatribe, the struggle sometimes includes asceticism. The words in Jewish literature pictured the martyr's passion resembling the athlete's passion." In the New Testament, in both epistles of Paul and other books, agon and agonizomai were used to communicate at least three ideas. John used agonizomai to speak of fighting, John 18:36. Luke used it in a different way to describe the strenuous effort to enter the narrow gate leading to salvation, Luke 13:24. The Lucan sense demonstrated more the idea of work and effort. The one time it is used in Hebrews, agon, showed the race set before the runner, Hebrews 12:1. Paul used agon in the idea of struggle and fighting when he wrote, "We had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict," 1 Thessalonians 2:2. Opposition is a good translation of agon in that verse. Another use of the root has the idea of labor and effort. Paul used agonizomai in Colossians 1:29 through 2:5 in line with kopio and in negerion. The intended purpose was Paul's effort toward the Christians in Colossae. Epaphras labored for the Colossians in prayer in Colossians 4:12. A third use by Paul was that of an athlete. Agonizomai ton kalon agona tes pistios. In 1 Timothy 6:12 is translated, "Fight the good fight of the faith." It's considered either military or athletics, with the athletic struggle being the better translation sense. The highest goal for which we work, fight, and suffer is not just for our salvation, but also for the salvation of many.